It's Wednesday, August 21st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Spooner man was taken into custody yesterday by the Washburn County Special Response Team. The state issues workforce task force recommendations for the healthcare industry. Menominee police are conducting training at the Mayo Clinic today, and UW President Jay Rothman proposes extending the Tuition Promise Program. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Washburn County Special Response Team was called out Tuesday to take a man into custody. Spooner Police Chief Mike Kronberger said police officers and sheriff's deputies attempted to take into custody 41-year-old Joseph C. Harris of Spooner. He was wanted for a domestic incident and a Department of Corrections warrant. Police said Harris did not cooperate and made threats to harm himself and others over the course of the day. The Special Response Team was called in and Harris was taken into custody without further incident. Governor Tony Evers' Healthcare Workforce Task Force has recommendations to help address challenges facing the industry. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez said that those include ways to increase grant funding to employers.
There are grant programs that we would be able to administer that gives dollars to healthcare systems that are willing to do some innovative work to work on retention for their employees. That has been previously funded with ARPA dollars. And what we're suggesting is that we move forward with the budget and add that into the budget moving forward.
Other retention and recruitment efforts include adopting Medicaid expansion, increased rates for home and community-based services, and helping healthcare workers navigate insurance benefit options. The Menominee Police Department is conducting training today, and police say don't be alarmed if you see an increased presence at Mayo Clinic in Menominee. Police and EMS services are conducting two mass casualty training exercises behind the clinic. The exercises are not open to the public. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call warns that efforts akin to the Republican false elector scheme of 2020 would be subject to Department of Justice scrutiny. In an interview with WIS Politics, Call said anyone behind such efforts would be held accountable.
We also are clear that if there are efforts to intimidate voters or to illegally threaten election officials, people need to be expected to be held accountable. And if there are efforts to overturn the results, we are prepared to defend them, as my administration did in 2020. And if people commit crimes in trying to do that, they need to expect to be held accountable as well.
Call's DOJ filed criminal charges against three people, Kenneth Chesro, James Drupas, and Michael Roman, who are alleged to have been involved in the false elector scheme. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman proposes an additional $855 million in state aid in his two-year budget. Rothman says his 2025-27 budget proposal would allow the UW system to shed its ranking of 43rd among 50 states in public funding and reach the national median. Rothman says it will take an additional $457 million annually to achieve that. Features of the proposed budget include extending the Wisconsin tuition program to students from families earning up to $71,000 annually, 5 and 3% general wage increases for faculty and staff, and emphasizing talent development. Rothman says he would not recommend tuition increases over the period covered by the biannual budget. Harley-Davidson says it's done with DEI. Bob Haig has a story.
In a Monday statement posted to X, the Milwaukee-based motorcycle manufacturer said it has had no DEI function since April of this year, has no hiring quotas, and no longer has supplier diversity goals. Harley said it will no longer participate in human rights campaign scoring and will strike socially motivated content from employee training materials. Harley's statement is the result of a campaign by a conservative activist and follows similar moves by Tractor Supply and John Deere. In its own statement, Human Rights Campaign said decisions to cut DEI send a clear signal to workers that their employees don't care about equality in the workplace. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.